On this episode of Solana Made Easy, we started the dialogue covering DGen Sweeper's pause on their mint, as well as the recent price action on Fruits over the weekend seeing a blow-off top before taking a 50% price cut. After this, we covered a little bit more of the one-of-one art section, had Vinny Hager and Kay Dean, two big names in the one-of-one art space, diving in and discussing their opinions and where they feel that one-of-one art will find its footing in Solana. We then wrapped up the conversation with a ton of great speakers, providing an individual from ETH what everyone on stage felt was their top five Solana blue chips and where we felt there's opportunities to not just gain knowledge, but also gain an edge when it comes to trading. As always, tune in live Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time at Easy Eats Bodega on Twitter. Without further ado, let's get into it. What is going on, Solana ecosystem? We're back again for another episode of Solana Made Easy. Your Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, Solana market talk. What we're buying, what we're selling, where we're making money, where we're losing money, which tends to be the trend right now. As always, shout out all the wonderful speakers we got up here. If you're actively trading, if you're losing money, making plays, please request. We'd love to hear from you today and every other day. And as always, shout out my two delightful co-hosts who were not just on time, but early today. Appreciate the effort. Pio, Running Man, how are ya?
Oh, doing great. Yeah, sorry I'm usually a little tardy, but if I recall, you're pretty tardy to the morning show, amigo.
Yeah, I pull up right around 9:03, still actively in bed. I'm really enjoying the Web3 life. It's letting me get a much later start.
Oh, sounds like a Solana trader to me.
Yeah, you'll catch me on spaces till like midnight, 1 a.m. So I'm just burning the candle at the other end. So it's typically how the market goes. But Running Man, how you doing?
How's it going, Easy? All right. I was burning the candle the other end yesterday as well. I've been hitting the gym. It's got me down real bad at the moment. So I've had a rest day today. I don't know how Alex does it. See, he tends to work out quite a lot, like, and he's always in spaces. So you'll have to give some tips on that. Been trading. Been doing a few good trades on Fruits. Caught those. What are they? Dust. Dust crash earlier. Caught that up from one up to like two. Got a nice little 2x there. I think just been catching the moves as they come and taking profit is the play at the moment, I think.
It's funny you bring up Fruits. They've taken a nice hit the last 12 hours or so. I think we saw them get as low as 5. They look like they've rebounded back to 6. Some volume coming in. But man, the market's moving. That's for damn sure. We saw these pump up to 10. I do have some questions if anyone on stage is familiar. I know FUD has this beautiful profile picture. Did DGen Sweepers pause their mint or lock it up? They're currently pumping. They're at like a 7-soul floor. I know they were a 5-soul mint. They sold about 2,000 of those. So that's still a nice 10K budget of Solana for Urkon. But FUD, do you know anything about if they paused that mint or anything? I know you're an outspoken advocate for the sweepers.
Yeah. we're just taking a little break from purchasing these NFTs. We're kind of trying to give other people a chance. And so what we're doing is we're just taking a little pause at 2K. We've got 8K more that are obviously going to mint out, but just giving a few other people some time to transfer their ETH into SOL because almost everybody in the ETH ecosystem, you guys haven't been hearing about it, I don't think. Everyone over there wants to come over here and buy these. So that's what's going on.
Oh, so despite the OpenSea failed second launch today, or I guess slow launch with Monk AI, that's where all the ETH attention is actually on DGen Sweepers?
Yeah, I think that's why that actually failed, is no one even knew it was happening because they were just so concerned. And all this transferring ETH to SOL going on right now is just, it's delayed. It's taking hours and hours for some reason. So yeah, I just don't think you've heard about it yet.
A couple ETH billionaires reached out to me and they were like, you know, we're dropping everything. Everybody's talking about this thing on Solana. That's the only thing we're focused on.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all very bullish on the sweepers. There's nothing more bullish than pausing your mint for 2 years for the remaining 8K supply and just trying to make do with what you have.
Easy.
Zoom out.
Macro.
The Degen Sweepers have got me on FOMO at the moment on secondary, because what I'm doing is I'm filtering every attribute that's got oil of Urcan and then buying it and sending it to Sol Incinerator. And hopefully we can get rid of that by the end of next week.
We'll see how it moves. It's I would like to do a little bit more digging here, seeing if who's actually actively buying these. Man, there's a lot of things I'm curious about for sure. I don't think many people are bullish on the actual project, but supply cuts tend to pump. I wanted to pass it over to Saiyan. Alpha Saiyan, what's going on?
No, I agree with Running Man. I'm getting FOMO too, because I tend to not listen to you guys when you guys say something. And this is the only time that I listened to you guys. When primates hit, this reminded me of primates situation so bad. And I didn't ape in yesterday, and I'm so fucking mad. Excuse my language.
Yeah, I think these actually even got down to like a 4 floor. So like, if you were actively watching this, there was a lot of chatter about them getting hit, about Interpol getting called for anybody who FUDded the project. I know we had Justin and Shillin up here yesterday talking about immediately getting banned from the Discord for typing the motto, FUD is fuel. So it's a little bit comical as this has now come full circle. But Mav, what's going on?
Yeah, just looking at these right now, they are a lot like reptiles and primates, and that floor is really thin. Like, why are people, like, I don't know why we're buying these, but I feel like it might be not a good decision to fade them right now. Just saying.
I hate hearing that. Like, this is the last thing I want to put any type of money into. Just because, like, one, my favorite part about the entire roadmap was how they broke down where the money is going to go. But it was after, like, the very last line was, after we pay ourselves and the team, here's where the remaining funds go. And there was no percentages. It was just like a pie chart with some colors. So I really like this. I think you could call that an under-promise, over-deliver, because they're under-promising where any of the money's going, and we have no idea what the delivery is. But Running Man, what's happening?
I think just to answer to Cyan, I mean, when we're up here discussing, I mean, when we're discussing the merits of the project based on their roadmap and the utility going forward into the future, there's two different aspects in play here. When a project launches, you've got this hype cycle, and primates at it. I mean, primates hit 32, and I'm sitting at 10 at the moment. You got DJ and Tan, they went up to 16, them sitting at pretty much zero. And at the moment, you know, with fruits, we're in a hype cycle with fruits. That's probably starting to run to the end of its course now. After the hype cycle, then the project has to start resting on what it can return and what on the utility. Otherwise, the price is going to reflect it. And there's two different metrics completely. So you can't really, it's hard to judge something that we're saying when a project's going through, you know, an initial hype cycle. What comes after is what's important. And I think, you know, Primate's sitting on a 10 floor now after 836, and it's probably reflective of that. So, yeah, just wanted to point that out.
I like the comparison here to some of these other projects that we have FUDded at times, and how this one, too, I do think it's got that meme potential. I know I was just talking to Mav about that. Some of it's interesting here because it's like, when you look at something that can be memed, it gets thrown in your face and on your timeline, and it circles back to that whole social sentiment aspect of this, yeah. Where we look at things from like the more it's on the timeline, the more intrigued we are.
Exactly. But I mean, if you understand the actual cycle, the process, it really helps you to trade them, because sooner or later you've got to start, especially in a bear market that we have now, you've got to start taking projects. You know, you can't get married to these projects. You know, you can't get into bed with them. You've got to take profits towards the top. You know, if I'm cutting back down to 30-20% of the initial value, you know, you need to start, you know, people need to start taking profits. And I think realizing these hype cycles, realizing how they work and where your exit liquidity is and how they're being shielded, and, you know, it will help you going forward, because, you know, you don't want to be holding on to these forever. And, you know, that's what I think in any case.
No, I think you're right on there. This is not a project I would back up the Brinks truck and feel comfortable taking home and sitting on for an extended period of time. This is one you got to actively watch that volume, see where it moves, and also understand like what's happening in the Discord. For a project that's been so adamant that FUD is fuel, to ban individuals that are FUDding seems very counterintuitive. But Saiyan, what's happening?
Yeah, I think it made me forget why I'm here, and it's for profit. And I literally hate myself. I literally hate myself. That's why I'm looking at Mokai. And I think Mokai could run, because I think one project on OpenSea will hit the fucking rooftop and literally bomb everyone out of the waters, to be honest.
So the Monk AI project, that is something I want to dive into here. And I think it's a decent segue so that we don't sit on sweepers for the extended period of time. I think we gave it enough attention yesterday. OpenSea, second launch. First one being Zunies. I'm still not sure if Zunies has fully sold out personally. If they haven't, I think it's even more surprising that OpenSea has let a launch pad remain open for, what, a week now? That's pretty wild to me, considering most of the time we either see a supply cut or a project just capping it after a certain period of time. And I'm not too sure where that comes from. Maybe it is the launch pad. Maybe it's the projects who wants to close it. But they've still stayed open. Zunies has seen some recent buying pressure under the 2 SOL floor, which is still well under their mint price. And today, we had a cross-chain mint known as Monk AI. I believe it was Near, Solana, and ETH. And they've also teased some game clips from it. I don't know a ton other than that. If there's anyone up here who does have some more information, please do shed some light on it. But I did see a dip as low as 2, and it looks like it's since rebounded right back to near that mint price. Recently just sold out. Very curious how the stage, speakers, audience feels about this project, because personally, I don't know enough. I don't hate the art, though. They're all GIFs. Looks like there was some thought and care put into this, which is tough to say about the long-necked janitors that King FUD is repping. Frisk, what's happening?
So, just before I get into Monk, I will say the Zunies mint is still going on. They currently have 7,461 mints. It's still happening, baby. It's on the come up. You guys know what's happening. But as far as Monk goes, I had the chance to talk to the founder, I think it was, or maybe the community manager. I don't remember which one of the two. A few weeks back, almost a month ago at this point. And I know that person in particular was very experienced in the space. They helped found Soulflowers and Ganja Gators, and they had like a lot of experience on that front. They did a good job with the team. Actually, I don't want to put him on the spot, so I'm sorry if I'm misspeaking here, but ZK, I think you actually might know a bit more than I would on this. But Monkai, they had an interesting vision, and they used the same minting platform that they did for Ganja Gators, where you can mint with Soul, ETH, and Near. I don't know what their entire goal was. I wasn't expecting GIFs or the artwork. I actually had like quite a good bull case for these guys. I thought they had like a really cool thing going for them, which is why I was surprised they kind of went with the OpenSea launchpad. But I think that their utility is something along the lines of like VFX. They wanted to do something as far as networks and animation goes. They had a great, great animation preview somewhere in a tweet. It was their pinned tweet, and I can't find it now, but if I can, I will. But they had some cool things going for them, and I wish I could remember. But long story short, they had experience. They've worked with other projects in the past, and that's the basis of my knowledge on them.
I really am a fan, though, of this cross-chain movement. Personally, it's like I do think the future is cross-chain and even an area where we're not going to see what the underlying chain is, but have the ability to buy across chains. I think that is the end goal, and I think that's where we start to get more adoption. It's just a matter of like usability. So hearing that a few projects now are launching on this, I've faded Near for an extended period of time personally. Just seeing the people who have pushed it heavily were also the same people aggressively dumping as soon as new money got in. And for me, that's usually not something that I want to be on the tail end of. I prefer when I get into my pyramids, it's a little bit closer to the top than the bottom. And that one seemed like I was diving headfirst into the ground. But Benny, what you feeling about Monk AI?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment and say, like, why was it considered a failure? You know, like, they sold, like, 3,000, I think, from the whitelist, and people were already calling it a failure. Like, sure, it goes under mint, but you can say the same about, like, IPOs. Has the NASDAQ failed then? I think with this project, it was better than Zunies, and the people reflected that. I just think it's, like, there's got to, like, I think it's we're taking too microscopic of a view on this situation by calling it an embarrassment and a failure. I just think like there's room for improvement. And I think like at least with the responses today, I think OpenSea is more keen to, you know, learn. That's what I've seen.
Just to add to that, I just feel like a proper IPO wouldn't be called a failure. Like say Robinhood, for example, where right now the stock is trading under the IPO price, aka like the mint price, if you were comparing it to an NFT project. The difference is Robinhood's running a business. They have a product that you can use, and there's an expectation that they're going to continue to run that business. Plus, there's also legal ramifications if they decide to suddenly not run the business anymore. Whereas in the NFT space, we've seen a lot of examples where really the whole thing was about building hype for the primary sale, making X number of $100,000 or X number of $1 million, and then just move on, right? It's just about the founders making money on the first day and maybe some people that get in early enough making a trade. But I would draw the line and like point out that difference.
Yeah, I like that cross comparison there. I think it's tough to also refer to some of these projects as like similar to an IPO for a actual security and company, considering a lot of these projects are launching like pre-deliverable entirely. And most of the time when you get some of those IPOs, it tends to be that they have something in place that drives value too. Whereas with NFTs, I feel like it's a massive raise for an idea typically in the moment we're in right now. But Benny, I did want to pass it back to you because you had kind of initiated this conversation. What's going on?
Yeah, I agree with what Pio said 100%. I'm just saying it's just like the similar concept of like dipping under. I think like Monkai, for example, they have more maybe substance. Like they're obviously not on the level of like a Robinhood, for example, but compared to Zuni's, I think they have more substance, and I think they're going to build out more based on their roadmap.
Yeah, I mean, they had game previews day one. The art being animated is a big like green flag, I guess you could say, for me, seeing something that looked like there was a lot more care and thought put into it. The Zuni's art just bothered me. Like their hands and their feet looked the exact same, and it was just like a circle. So for me, that was like, did you even really care, or were you just trying to be the first one on the marketplace? But we got a bunch of hands here, so I'm excited to hear from a few of the other speakers. Paladin, what's going on?
Dude, I don't know how you guys can be at least a little bit hyped for Monkai. I went to some of their Twitter spaces. They had like maybe 15 listeners. That's a bit low for 100,000 followers on Twitter. And the roadmap, it doesn't really look that cool. It's the basic sweep floor with royalties, airdrop it to holders, stake for token, and maybe anime. And anime will take like a year plus to develop. Like, I don't know, if you want to mint this right now and hold it for a year, go ahead. But it just doesn't look that good, I think.
Yeah, I like that you brought up the fact that typically anime productions don't get done in a week. So this could be on the longer side of things. I think game productions, another thing to consider. They traditionally don't happen overnight. So right now it seems like this would be on the longer side of a hold. But at the same time, man, people are buying them. They're cruising on the secondary. There's volume coming into those. As soon as they sold out, we did see a big uptick, which usually happens. But I'm in the same boat as Paladin here. I'm fading it. I personally won't be buying into them. I do like how the art looks. So that could be a swing there. We've seen good art pumped to almost 10 last week. And other than that, man, it's going to see how they deliver, what they actually execute on, and where the ecosystem tends to start shifting to. But I wanted to pass it to ZK. ZK, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, EZ? What's up, everyone? Yeah, just my two cents on Monkai is that the real interesting and kind of differentiated here is that it's multi-chain, where they'll have staking for ERC-20 and SBL token, and then they'll both be involved in the game. And then further than that, there's some physical portions where I believe they're making physical copies of, you know, sculptures or whatever of each NFT in the next 6 months. And developing more in anime. But yeah, I think just the play here was that they're doing something different, something that everyone's kind of had in the back of their head, you know, combining Ethereum and Solana. But they're actually doing it and have, they seem like they're competent enough as far as the tech side to accomplish it. And I did speak with the team a while ago, and I do remember them having some experience in the anime world. I don't remember specifically. But yeah, I just wanted to throw my two cents there that, I like the product in the sense that it's original and they're trying to do something technically difficult, and also the art looks all right. And then also I was just going to talk about the one-on-one John Lee mint yesterday. I think you really can't ignore that as far as it doing more volume than D-Gen sweepers. Not that that says too much, but, you know, one-on-ones never really got a proper stage in Solana, I think. And now seems like it's becoming more and more popular. And I'm kind of digging into that world now, and super interesting. And it's a lot more developed than I originally thought as far as the number of creators and the kind of how cool some of the art is. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing some work on these days.
We had a nice dialogue yesterday with Bangers and Hoddle around one of one art yesterday, actually highlighting that John Lay piece. And it was crazy to see the volume on all of John Lay's collaboration pieces today. There was a couple pieces you could have gotten for sub one soul, a few others for sub five, and they've all since mooned. So from a trading perspective, I think we are starting to see more volume in that space. And even today, there was another open edition called Surreal for Real. That was like a highlighted basketball hoop. And it was a 50-piece collection, sold out instantly, currently only 9 of 50 on the secondary market. So it seems like one-of-one art, and even more specifically exchange art, is starting to get a lot more of that volume and attention. I think the other kind of fascinating piece of this is with Monk AI, and pivoting back to that, they did a 3-blockchain mint. So right now you could also get in on the ETH mint, which is right around a 3.5 SOL floor if you look at that conversion. So depending on that floor price and that action, there's an opportunity for you to pick up something on the ETH side of things and actually make a positive net trade on another chain. So I think as those opportunities continue to present themselves, there's going to be a few more arbitrage opportunities. And looking at the market from a almost like an alternative lens here, you may be able to find plays that previously did not exist, whether that's one of one art or some of this cross-chain stuff. But I wanted to pass it over to Running Man. Running Man, what's happening?
I mean, I love one-of-one art. I mean, in the ETH early days, I used to sit in a ton of like one-of-one spaces and photography spaces. Am I right in thinking the John Lay mint yesterday was heavily botted and about three wallets?
Bro, like yeah, that thing was an absolute bloodbath.
Well, this is the problem I've got with it. I mean, in the early days of ETH, I mean, I seem to remember people used to mint their own pieces and put them up for sale. And then, you know, people would speculate on buying them and then resell it, you know, resell that value after. Free wallets gaining the entire supply and shutting down the network as well and putting it to like 160 TPS. Just not going to make it for me. If you want to, you know.
It was interesting to hear from a few people on the Exchange Art team that discussed what they felt had happened. Because it was an open edition, they were actually minting it in sequential order. So you had a lot of people going for the same piece instead of a traditional candy machine where it's randomized. Yep. And that was something I did not fully consider at first, was it sounded like they were just not prepared at all for the type of volume that they were about to get on that project. And clearly there was a negative cause and effect there. So we saw the network get all the way down to like 150, 160, even lower TPS. And that's something we haven't seen in a while, man.
Well, I think it happened the day. Didn't it happen to be the Pixel Gill keys as well? That absolutely cremated the network the day before as well. I mean, you know, we've got a situation on Solana where we need to gate these mints to protect the network, or it's just gonna, you know, we're gonna be going down to like 100 TPS regular. Also, as well, just to go on the Monkoi, just look at the PFPs. I feel like I've saw this right facing anime PFP about a million times. To be honest with you, just looking at it. I mean, Temiaki Apes. If I remember
yeah,
right,
one of those. There's a million of them. Left-facing two.
Yeah. May as well be a Tamamaki 8 this might. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think there will be a collection that smacks on OpenSea, but it's got to have some sort of like strength and depth to it for me. In my opinion.
No, I definitely agree. I think there's still a place here too where we need to see anime kind of get its place on the Solana ecosystem, seeing how well Azuki did, and now even seeing some of these other plays that seem to have that like anime meta are gaining traction. So for me, it's like that we tend to see a lag in some of those metas on Sol, whether they don't replicate it at all, but the ones that do tend to flow are a little bit delayed. So it wouldn't shock me if we did eventually see a anime play gain a lot of traction on Solana. And at the moment, I mean, they're animated, they're GIFs, they look good. For me, I'm looking at these, like if they get volume and we see a couple names on the space and the timeline start using these, it wouldn't really shock me if they picked up. Yeah. It's also a slow market, man. Running Man, I know we talk about it all the time. Like right now, we're just looking for volume just to act on.
I would love to see one-on-one art and photography appear on Solana. I mean, like I say, you know, I remember it coming on. I mean, I remember when Where My Vans Go, when it just started, Ghosts as well. One of my favorite art collections, and it's on Ethereum. You know, if we could get some of that over here and, you know, find a way to like, you know, drop the supply without actually having to mint it. And then, you know, having resale value going forward and speculating on it. I'm all for that. Yeah, I think that's what we need.
I think as Solana continues to develop at like on its path, you'll see more of that. You're seeing some artists come over, like Kat Samard, either did a drop or is doing a drop on Solana, and she's obviously an Ethereum artist. I know that the music scene is alive on Solana too, but I think that comes with more development. And just on what you said about the bot stuff, shit gets botted on Ethereum now, like almost every day. Vinny Hager's in the crowd right now, and he's emojiing. Maybe Vinny's got a soul drop coming.
Now, that's something I would be extremely excited in. If Vinny wants to drop a soul project, you know he's got a buyer right here. Let's go. Vinny wants to actually talk. Let's get him up. I'm curious to hear his thoughts.
Two boys, shit.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to hear because I'm a huge Vinny Hager GM. Fan on the ETH side of things. Hey, Vinny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? I couldn't help but come up here. I was trying to get my soul ecosystem research down because might be doing something very soon.
I wouldn't be mad one bit about it. I'm excited as more people start to realize there is an ecosystem over here. I know I mentioned it a few times. I got some one-of-one art pieces. I know we mentioned Kat Samard dropping a piece. You also have to think People Pleaser dropped an entire collection with a fair launch protocol. So there's a bunch of cool names that have tried things over here. And seeing the volume on this John Lay piece, I think is going to interest even more artists to be aware that this is an entire ecosystem that's here and excited to support artists, especially if they come up with some dope stuff, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think just like learning about the ecosystem, learning what other people have done and other one-of-one artists or PFP collections is something that I've been interested in and trying to like do my homework and get into spaces and listen and be open to it. So yeah, I'm excited. I got some stuff cooking very soon. So definitely going
to
tune in.
We love to hear.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Vinny, what's the story with merch, man? Are you putting out a bunch of merch? Because I want to buy clothing with your art on it.
Yes, I've been doing monthly or like bi-monthly little clothing and like one-of-one item releases on my personal like web store. I'm actually working on another one here soon. So I think early August, I'll be doing another one with clothing, hats, other like fun one-of-one stuff, all hand-painted.
So dope, man. Yeah, can't wait to see it.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys. But yeah, I'll definitely try to hop up in some other spaces here soon, chat about what I'm working on, and we'll love to drop down and just listen to you guys for a bit. So appreciate you having me, and keep on crushing it.
Now, shout out you, Vinny. Appreciate you pulling up and excited to see whatever you got cooking on the Soul ecosystem. I know we have a ton of hands up, but I wanted to pass it to K Dean. I've talked so much with Dean about one-of-one art. Wicked excited to hear his take on what he feels about the ecosystem before we pass it around to Shake Nugget and some of the other hands we got, or Shark Nugget and some of the other hands.
Yo, this is crazy. We got K Dean in the building. What's going on?
What's good, Easy MPO? First, before we talk art quickly, I don't know if everyone's active on Twitter right now, but look at either my retweet or Cosmo Demici's tweet. We are doing a logo contest for the Medici collection, and I think the deadline's August 1st, but whichever logo we pick, the winner is going to get 6.9 ETH for the culture, of course. But if there's any artists out here, definitely do that.
I'd prefer if you did that prize in Solana, considering the space you're on, but I'm not mad about it. I understand. It's cool.
So, 6.9 soul, bro. 6.9
It's probably
soul.
Closer to 420 soul, to be honest.
So like 6,000 soul?
Yeah, all right. Let's hear your 101 takes. What you looking at? You buying art?
We are, but I also want to give a disclosure since we are open and transparent. We are investors in Form Function and Exchange.art, so not picking a preference, but we are investors in both. But a lot of artists that are big on ETH have been contacting us, and they are exploring Solana options. So I think possibly, in my opinion, not financial advice, we may see a run on art on Solana.
I would not.
Are you saying that you're going? Are you going to create a run on art on Solana? Is that what you're saying, Dean?
I talk to Easy every day. While everyone's looking right, I've been searching and talking to all the artists on Solana for the last months and months. So I know that the collections have been a good way to onboard more people into the Solana space. And I think one-on-one art is just going to go nuts, in my opinion, over the next couple months.
I completely agree. I mean, I think the last 2 days, if they're any indication of this, we've been talking so heavily about the one-of-one scene. And it seems like John Lay's drop really sparked an interest from not just a collector standpoint, but a 4X from a trader perspective is never anything to bat an eye at, especially considering it took the entire Solana chain, just crumbled it, which is not the most bullish sign for Sol, but it's certainly a bullish sign for artists and individuals dropping stuff on Sol.
Yeah, so also I am her name's Laura, but her at on Twitter is I am Laura L, and she has the Lurker series and she's crushing it. She just did a drop this week for editions and it was going between 2 to 3X like right away, right after. So people want the editions. I know the top 101 artists, there's like a big difference between where regular projects are and where the art is. But I think the additions, in my opinion, like the John Lay floor is like 500 Sol, I believe. So, what is that, like 10 grand?
Right now it's a little higher than that. It's like, 12? Yeah, like 15, 20.
Okay. That's like 12, 13 ETH right now. So like those are big numbers going on Sol. And also I think the whole idea between Solana and like Exchange Art and all the other platforms, that we're so early right now with art and going cross chain, it's not going to matter probably, I mean, in a couple months, but mostly in like 6 months, everything's going to be on one central location. Doesn't matter if it's Solana, doesn't matter if it's Hedera, doesn't matter if it's ETH. You're going to have to access your art everywhere. So doesn't matter where the artist is. And all the artists now are going either in both directions. You're either coming to ETH from Sol or going to Sol from ETH. So,
yeah, I like that you mentioned it here too. It seems like that cross-chain inevitability is coming more and more to light here. And it seems like the art scene makes the most sense for it, because at the end of the day, that's where you're truly buying it for the image and not for a flip or the community. Some of them have some dope communities. We had Bangers up here yesterday talking through their Easter eggs throughout their one-of-one stuff. I was a huge fan of hearing about that. Really excited to kind of see what was happening with it and kind of see like how they rewarded some early investors and some early backers in the art. And I think, Dean, you're kind of hitting a nail on the head here. Like, this is where the chain is moving. And I think when you get more people who are truly interested in the art, funds do follow, and not just funds from a standpoint of large investing institutions, but people's pockets. And as we see even some more of the flips, I do think flippers in art are also a beneficial thing, because getting liquidity in those markets is bullish for everyone involved. The artists getting the royalties, the buyers and sellers, and the people who inevitably end up holding it for an extended period of time or even print it and put it up on their walls, getting that emotional attachment.
100%. Quickly, because I don't want to hog the stage because I see a lot of hands up. Nick, the other co-host from the morning show, when he was talking about...
Who's that?
when he was talking about the price of everything, I suggest everybody watches that because it was a really good documentary. I think it's on... You could get it on like Apple Plus. I watched it this week the other night, and it was a really... really good movie about like what's going on in the art world, how they can just find different artists and make up all these different prices that they want. But it's where people go, where funds go, where people park their money in, because it's like inflation proof, it's an asset. And that's kind of why we focus more on the art side, because you can kind of see what the PFPs have done all over. And I think we saw this last drop with the fanny packs and the socks and all the other drops with merch. There's only so much merch you can give out before you keep diluting. So with art, it's something that you invested in, but yeah, you invested in it because you like it, but you also think over time it's the artist is going to gain a huge following and it's going to be a good return on your investment, and it's somewhere to just park your money. But then you can also do stuff with it. You can have exhibits. You can onboard more people. You could showcase the art at all these events. And you could see from the last two Art Basels in Miami, they've become more and more focused with I don't want to use the word NFT, but they've been more and more focused with digital art. And I know Art Basel is coming up in like 5 months. It's going to be very digital art focused compared to just trad art. So going to be interested to see how that goes.
I like that you brought up Art Basel. I think even last year, a lot of people's statements on it were that it is picking up a ton of interest from the digital art standpoint. A lot of those galleries showcasing the pieces. I anticipate much of the same this year. Want to hit some of these hands here. Shark, what's happening?
Not much. No, I thought that was a great take by Kadeen. And I just wanted to add, I think like botting was an issue there just because the exchanges really weren't prepared for it because it's never historically happened. But since you're an investor in them, I would just please do not have whitelist start for one-on-ones. Like, just have better anti-botting stuff. Because, like, one of my favorite things about one-on-ones right now is taking a break from Discord, grinding, or, like, you know, looking at announcements and just being able to, like, actually zoom in on the art and do some work on the founders. And I would just hate to see it kind of get to, like, whitelist grinding type stuff.
That would probably be the complete opposite of the support for the one-of-one ecosystem. So, I mean, I'm right there with you. I hope we don't get, like, whitelist focus on it. I do like the projects that reward some of, like, the OG backers. Like, if John Lay supported or gave, like, one of those additions to people who owned one of the previous pieces. I see value in that because it's rewarding some of those OG holders. Or even just holding a piece for them to buy. Like, well, there's ways to incentivize. Go ahead, Running Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, what I remember from ETH is that, you know, a lot of even like up-and-coming artists used to mint their own pieces and put them up for sale, and thus eliminating, you know, any type of minting from public and, you know, that obviously any type of botting, you know, from you know, bots, etc. So, I mean, would that be something that they carry on Solana, surely?
Yeah, and I do think, too, like some of this, we're going to see a pushback from some of these markets on ways to combat that botting. I just think it was an unexpected twist. I don't think anybody realized the absolute demand that there was for one-of-one art, and more specifically, like an exchange art style run. So when they got that much interest in action, we saw, like we said, the network almost halted completely. And then even today when I woke up, almost every one of John Lay's collaboration pieces that people even remotely knew were associated were running. They were running overnight. A lot of people trying to get whatever they possibly could that had that name and stamp on it, knowing that there was going to be an influx of monetary gain on some of those plays based on watching John Lay's open edition go for a 4X. But Nugget, what's happening?
So first, like to start off by saying, Kadeen, that was beautifully spoken. I enjoyed listening to you speak. I agree with everything that you just said. It was perfect. But I wanted to kind of gear back to the Monk AI that we were talking about. So anyone who's saying that it's a failure of a project due to the fact that it didn't go 2X right off the bat, that's stupid to say. If you're judging a project because it didn't pump your bag to the moon, I don't know why you're in this space. That's just how the market works. I'm sorry that it went under mint. You cannot expect every single project out there to moon right off the bat. That's not the issue. I don't care about the utility. I don't care about the roadmap. I am proud with the way that Monk AI worked. The main focus for Solana and the Solana ecosystem is expanding. We're trying to grow our territory, and the best way to do that is by intruding into the Ethereum ecosystem and getting Ethereum wells and people who are involved in there to come up into the Solana space and start supporting some of these smaller projects so we can start putting more liquidity in the market. Monk AI did a way better job at this than Zunis did. Zunis was a horrible man. Everything about it was horrible. The art, everything was pathetic. Monk AI, I'm hearing a lot more people frequently talk about Monk AI from the Ethereum network than I was about Zunis. I feel like this was a good job, well done. OpenSea did way better with this one than they did with the Zunis. I'm not saying it was perfect, it had its flaws, but I'm saying that it's doing the job that we need to get done. I feel like if OpenSea continues delivering on these projects and launching good, decent projects, the art was great. I'm a bit disappointed it was the common facing to the right anime thing like Azuki. Oh, well, boohoo, I don't get to control that. But if OpenSea continuously chooses good projects, has a good selection, they're marketing them well, and, you know, they're raising these projects and elevating them, and these people, because I go in spaces, and I come in and join, and I hear Ethereum people talking about, oh, which Solana community should I invest in? I'm new to Solana ecosystem, and I just want to know, what do I put my bags to? What are the best projects? Hearing this really enlightens me, and it's great that we're getting these things invested into the bear market, because once people in the Ethereum network see how things pop off when Solana is in the bull run, and how every time you refresh that page, a new project has already taken action, it's going to bring more liquidity to the market than we may have ever seen. We're going to get a whole bunch of new whales, people who are famous in the Ethereum ecosystem, like Pio or any other person, because I'm not too involved, so I can't start listing names here. They're going to come over, and people are going to realize that Solana exists. And that's honestly, Monk AI was just the first step for that long, treacherous process, but I'm just glad with the way it ran.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned Pio, the mid-tier influencer on ETH, because I've been trying to get him to be my own personal exit liquidity for like at least 8 or 9 months now. Still not being very effective. I think if anything, I made him a couple SOL. I'm struggling with that, but I'm hopeful we can get some more ETH money involved that can be that exit liquidity for some of us. I know we got a couple more hands here, but Running Man, what's going on?
I mean, just to answer that, I don't think we've got to like try and coax ETH boys over it, to be honest with you. I mean, the Ethereum blockchain was first to market on the last bull run and probably the only viable solution. On the next bull run, there's not going to be one viable solution. And I mean, you know, the gas fees on Ethereum, when it does start pumping, probably cancel out 80% of viable NFT purchases on, you know, from the mid to lower teen downwards. Now, any type of cash, you know, structure requires money to filter upwards. So any experienced investor is automatically going to park money over on Solana on the next bull run. We don't have to try and persuade them over here with collections, in my opinion.
No, I think we will see a natural progression towards more of that kind of moving over to the market. I think it's just a bear market. Like, we can't really expect a ton of new money to rip into the space right now when there's no reason for it. You know, like, I do think things like the OpenSea marketplace and more of these cross-chain opportunities are going to keep presenting themselves as a way to get new funds in. And all it's going to take is one banger mint on one of these cross-chain opportunities to drive a ton of new traction. When we start seeing people from the ETH side of things get excited for a SOL mint, or somehow, some way, us Solana people get excited for an ETH mint, that's when I think we're going to see a bigger overlap. But I know we got a few more hands here. I'm excited to hear from a couple of the first-time speakers we got up. Kyle, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? A long-time listener. Love the space. Just want to say, I recently heard about John Lay when I was at NFT NYC. I was on a Boomer DAO walk, and one of the co-founders for, I think, LaDAO was on it, if I'm not mistaken. He told me about it, but I was priced out. So when I heard about the drop he was doing on exchange route, I was pretty excited. So I tried to mint, but like everybody was mentioning, they had the botting problem. Fortunately, I guess, I did buy one on secondaries. But then today, exchange route did at least address it pretty quickly, because there was another one-of-one drop. I guess there were two images with 50 each by, I'm blanking on the last name is McCurdy.
Surreal for
yeah,
real?
Douglas McCurdy. Yeah, that one. So I was actually able to mint that one, got the neon hoop, tweeted about it. And I love the fact that, like, first of all, exchange art, you know, kind of addressed the botting, but then, you know, these one-of-one artists are responsive, and he actually responded to me and said, you know, he'd be more than happy to send a high res image, because I was asking, you know, what other people have used to sort of print these out on canvases and whatnot. So it's a cool space. I think it's definitely evolving, and sort of hearing about it and finding ways to get entry prices that aren't, you know, 500 SOL for one of one drops.
No, I completely agree. And I've been looking at some of Douglas's stuff here. He's got a piece called Air. That's a gold chain Michael Jordan for about 6 SOL that I've had my eye on for a while. And looking at some of the other floor prices and where some of these one-of-one artists have made moves, there's certainly, from even a trader's perspective, an opportunity for this. I mean, you got one-of-one artists successfully and continually selling for 80, 90 SOL after the fact. So, I mean, if you can sit there and sit on your hands and be all right waiting for more than 15 minutes, there might be an opportunity from that perspective too. I know I struggle with that, but in these quieter times, I'm almost more interested in diving into some of these slower moving projects and even these one-of-one artists, because they just care a lot more. I think you hit the nail on the head there with the fact that a lot of these, you can actually relate to it, and you have the founders reaching out, having conversations, and showing that they're excited for you being a supporter and excited that you're buying a piece. So, like, that's a huge ad. Like, I've said it, I've supported Nate Geo for a while. He's got a Beings collection. And he hit me up and was just like, hey, are you free for a call? I'd love to just pick your brain, because he knew I was an active trader. And he just wanted to hear if, like, people were interested in merch or, like, free prints. And I'm like, 100%. It was just really cool to have that personal relation, just because I bought one of his pieces because I was a fan of the actual art. And that's a huge win for me. I think that's where you start to get more of that emotional connection in the space. And we'll see what the longer term vision kind of says on it. But it's great to hear everyone up here becoming more and more bullish on one of one art. I wanted to pass it over to Press. Press, you frequent the morning show? You got a crazy Gucci mutant as the PFP. What's got you interested in Soul?
What is up? Thanks for having me up, Easy. Well, you know, it started with crypto panties. No, I'm just playing. Those were absolutely
When you messaged me that and were like, these are real, I was like, what the hell is this guy messaging me for? And for everyone that's interested, it was a Gucci. No, I believe it was Gucci, right? Was the one dropping it?
Yeah.
So Gucci released.
It was like some Gucci like affiliate or something.
They released a 3D rendering of crypto panties, and I don't know if they sold out. I know Press is a whale on those. Shout out Press. But yeah, I'm curious.
Dude, I didn't even.
I'll be right back.
I didn't even mint. Used to use like a ton of different chains back in 2018. I wouldn't consider myself a maxi of anything. I just think ETH has just so many cool, like, innovative developments. So I started there and I never branched out, but I always, had my eye from a distance on Solana and never like dove in. And man, I just bought my first Solana since like 2020. I owned like thousands of Solana in December 2020, and there was so much FUD. Like, I invested in the team, and there was so much FUD because of the vested token unlock January 7th, 2021. And I sold at like $1.50, like thousands of SOL. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful. But it's all right. It's all right. You know, live and learn, right? Like, you know, I don't feel anything in these markets anymore, but back then, sometimes I did. But yeah, so I have two questions, but real quick, I actually just bought my first Solana in a while and forgot how quick the transfers were. It literally was instantly out of Coinbase and like in Phantom and like, I think before I clicked. So I bought a Monk AI, I guess they're called. I don't know anything about this project or team. I like the artwork and I was just kind of like looking at them dump and I'm like, you know, I don't know. They could go up, they can go down, but I just wanted to get my feet wet with Solana. First thing I noticed, though, is, like, I don't know anything about Magic Eden or OpenSea. I almost bought them on OpenSea because I forgot that there's a whole other marketplace. And so my two questions, and I'll probably have a lot more as I learn more about this ecosystem. So what tools are there to see rarity and whatnot? And can you tell me about the different arbitrage trends between OpenSea and Magic Eden? Or is there, like, no volume on OpenSea and it's not even worth?
Dude, I love these questions. This is where this is where everything here can thrive. And I want to dive into these questions, but first I want to hit a quick room reset. And I know we're going to have an army of people on stage excited to give you some insight. So I just want to say thanks everyone for rocking with us. We got another like 25 minutes going here. Ton of Solana talk. Let's get Press familiar with the Soul ecosystem. Let them know what's going on. And if you're new, Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, Solana Made Easy. Get all that sweet Solana Alpha. Shout out the frequent speakers. Shout out my co-host. But let's dive back into it. Press, ton of stuff there. Analytics-wise, there's a million tools. Specifically, some free ones that I utilize are Soul Sniper and Hello Moon. You should also feel comfortable looking at aggregators. So there's other marketplaces that actually put listings on one site. So you can see OpenSea, you can see Magic Eden, you can see Coral Cube. But there are certainly arbitrage opportunities. A lot of times it's right when secondary starts that those opportunities present themselves. The tough part is you're fighting with a million people also looking for those. So that's one thing that there's a little bit more caution in. A lot of times what will happen is if a market is trading an NFT that's actually been out for a while, say like something's 2 months old, catches an announcement pump, that's where you'll find even better like RBOPs because one of the markets will move a little bit slower depending on the audience that was hit. OpenSea is still a lot larger of an ETH audience, and we're not seeing a ton of volume from traders there. We're actually seeing more volume on other Solana-focused ecosystems. Magic Eden has the most liquidity, hands down. You now have Yaw creeping up in a second place, and then the aggregators from Hyperspace and Coral Cube kind of being the safe place to buy and sell from multiple marketplaces in one spot. But I know we got a ton of hands up that I'm sure are going to try to educate Press here. Running Man, what's going on?
How's it going on? Yeah, Press, I'd say the first tool that you need is to be able to see the market in pretty much real time. And you know, if you're using Magic Eden, you're going to like struggle with keeping up to date with the speed. So Soul Sniper XYZ is a good free one. Also, as well, I've got to recommend Soloist. At the NFT is 25 sol at the moment, but you can get the subscription for free sol a month, and that will just pay for itself. You just see everything's just so much more clearer using Soloist.
Clarify there, that's the same tool that's NFT Nerds, made by the same team, same devs, and just replicated for Sol. So there's a massive crossover there from people in the space that understand what people look for on the ETH side as well.
What's that one called?
NFT Soloist, Soloist. Sorry, Ronan, go ahead.
It'll just let you, we tried, but very rarely do I ever use Magic Eden at all now. We just view the blockchain through these tools. It's just so much more smoother, press. You'll find the experience just so much more seamless by doing trading, making your purchases through those tools than trying to do it direct from Magic Eden, etc. That one's mine.
No, I think that's some great calls out there. There's a lot of times you don't even need the marketplaces to gain access and leverage it from these tools. I mean, there's sniping tools everywhere. But Manny, glad to have you up here. What's going on?
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me up. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the art transition, because we were a highly technical market and we were mostly developer focused. And then in ETH, they started as an art market and then they branched out into a technical space. But in talking to Prez and totally shifting the conversation, that's kind of all I wanted to say. A2K and Goku had a really good talk on Rug Radio talking about like the one of one space that I heavily recommend listening to if this is an avenue you want to explore. But Prez, dude, shoot me a DM. We'll hop on a quick Discord call and I'll just unload every ounce of knowledge I have. Happy to help you on your Solana journey.
Thank you. Thank you for all the tips.
Open arms, warm hugs. We embrace the other ecosystems. Unless you're Cardano, then we have to have a personal conversation. But Mav, what's going on?
Yeah, in regards to tools and analytics, Utter Chaos has a site where you can rent them. You just go to Radium and you buy their milk token. And then you can rent, like, they have Rare Keys and Scalp Empire. They have a bunch of really good ones, so it's super cheap to rent those.
See, the rental market's something that I never really dove into. The Nifty Discord is all over that. They post it the second rentals go live. And I think it's a crazy interesting type of play, because now you have, like, utility tokens to rent other NFTs. And it's a pretty unique concept. I think that's driven by Cardinal Labs as well, an underlying tech infrastructure that allows for that like escrow of the rental and actual utility. Your wallet temporarily gains it. It's a pretty cool tech. I haven't tried it yet. I may pick up another Chaos just to test that out, because I'm more curious in how it actually works than anything else. But yeah, I think that's a great call out, especially for newer individuals who aren't very familiar with tools. It's worth kind of renting them, seeing what you like before diving head first. Nugget, what's going on?
So at first, this kind of ties back into what I was saying about the Monk AIs, where this is introducing people from the Ethereum network into the Solana ecosystem. But I'm not going to just echo what everyone else was saying on tools and analytics. I just wanted to say, going into the Solana ecosystem, it's important to note that there's a very big difference between the communities you'll encounter on Ethereum and Solana. And a lot of Solana projects, the communities can be a lot more sensitive and a lot more desperate for their funds. You're going to see people cry a lot. And you're going to see a lot more fun in the Solana ecosystem. I promise there's projects out there that aren't like that. The cool communities you can check out, because I'm sure you can afford them. Cats on Crack and Tile Robotics. Those are two. And D-Gods. Those are both great communities to hang out with. You'll learn a lot. If you encounter anyone with those profile pictures, you'll learn a lot from them. They're very kind. They're always with open arms to educate you and just invite you wholeheartedly into the ecosystem. But smaller projects, you just might see a lot of toxicity be throwing around. That's just something important that I wanted you to know, so you don't think that people are just rude in general. It's just how some communities are on this space.
It's good to hear the youth providing insight on the toxicity of the environment, and even they can understand that it's just kind of what happens here. So Press, I hope you're gaining some insight from this, getting a couple names and gems thrown at you. Hope it's not too much. I think everyone up here has got an opinion on what the best community is and what the worst one they've experienced. But I think a lot of it's just diving head first. I think you've got a decent grasp on that. You trade great on ETH, so I'm sure you'll do just fine over here. But Scozy, what's going on?
Hey, So I know everybody has said plenty, and I'll definitely back up what both Running Man and Mav said with both of those calls. I just did the Utter Chaos RPC myself, so I'm excited to get to try that out. We'll see if it makes a difference. But also, I'll drop a little alpha, and I'm maybe going to kick myself for it. Maybe people already know, but I think Running Man said 25 on the Genesis pass for Soloist. I think it's like 20 right now.
Yeah, it's dropped. Yeah, it's dropped.
To me, is a great deal. And in fact, they have a new feature out in beta for Genesis holders, and that's auto buy. And you can set traits for that, all kinds of stuff. So I'm very sad I'm saying this because it's going to price me out, but just to put that out there.
I have actually saw the Genesis pass drop to 21, and it's got the auto buy as well. I am waiting for him to like sort of create a custom RPC for Genesis users, to be honest with you. I would have thought that's the next stage, is to actually like gate that off and be, you know, give them a custom RPC. What I'll say to Prez as well is, in regards to the ETH, you know, compared to Solana markets and ETH markets, Solana is way more aggressive. I mean, obviously, you just, even if you're like, you know, accumulating in a collection, you try to capture tops. And, you know, even if you're going to rebuy back in, because, you know, moves come strong and pullbacks come stronger as well, especially on the high volume market. So it's good to get some practice, you know, and trading those, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's one thing that I saw very quickly was this market moves significantly faster. You'll catch something and I'm not going to zero.
I'm not sure you even need a cow.
No, I mean, that's true. You could look elsewhere. There's other tools. There's a ton of stuff. It was just one idea opportunity to kind of try out. Like, I know they always have Scalp Empires renting there. They have Nesters. They have a ton of other tools. I'm a Soloist fan. It's what I use frequently. But, Press, what questions you got?
Yeah, thank you for all this this info. And no, it's not too much, and I could care less if a community is toxic. You know, like, that's the NFT and crypto space. And, you know, if you've been in it for a few years, you're just kind of used to the fact that there are just unfortunately toxic people. But I get that. And I could totally see why the floors would be much more volatile on Solana, just based on the, like, basically free transactions and bots probably going crazy. What are the top five, like, quote unquote, blue chips in this ecosystem? Obviously, D-Gods and Ashley.
So
really,
I'm going to, I think everyone's a little biased on it. I think the clear one is D-Gods. So I know ZK, if I don't call on him in a minute, he might just burst a gasket, because that's typically how D-Gods navigate when you say the word. But D-Gods certainly that number one place right now, from a social sentiment, from a project standpoint. They're a cult. There's nothing wrong with that, but they are. Tayo's probably my second, based on floor price. Similar idea. Cultish. They sit in voice chat for 36 hours a day. Nothing wrong with that. Tayo Robotics.
How do you spell that?
T-A-I-Y-O. Yeah, T-A-I-Y-O. I have to think for a second.
I-O. Oh, I see it. Got it.
Yeah, so that's probably number two. After that, it's honestly, it's a free-for-all. Like, you got Kets on Crack. You got, I guess, Boryoku Dragons. I had a thread on them today. Yeah, I know. Had a thread on them today. I proudly sold one of the baby Boryokus for 69 sold. They're now down to 4. So I don't know what's going on with that community, but some people still are believers. I had a bunch of angry dragons saying that they'll have their day.
Blocksmith,
I'm curious to hear some of the other spaces here. What do people think the top five are?
Blocksmith. I've got.
Blocksmith's a great call.
Blocksmith. And as well, I mean, I'll mention Fat Cats underneath after, because I'm launching a new project, I'll name later. But Blocksmith, definitely.
Blocksmith is a great addition there, sitting at like a 70 floor. They have Bifrost launch pad, which is awesome, picking up a ton of speed and traction. I wanted to pass it to Paladin, then we'll hit Frisk, Shark, Nugget, and Kyle here.
Wait, so you're telling me you're teaching this Ethereum guy about blue chips on Solana, and no one said Solana monkey business?
That's why my hand was up. My hand was
true.
Is this a joke? Like,
I'm just thinking, man. I'm just thinking, fair.
Blue chips, it's Solana monkey business. They've been here for a long, long while. I think it's already a year or more than that. And they're 200 sold. They're unbeatable. Like, it doesn't matter what happens. They're still up and above. D-Gods are really good. Tayo Robotics are really good. But I'm going to be biased, and I'm going to say Turtles NFT is a secret blue chip community. It's only
five stable sold. Coin is what they are.
Yeah, and they make more, like, if you get a turtle and stake it, you make more money from the token than from Boryoku dragons. And dragons are like 10 times more expensive. But yeah, turtles are really good. They're cheap, they're good, and they make money.
They also own turtles.com, which I think is like one of the most underrated things from a project. I think it's hilarious.
And they have a casino. And
yeah, the casino kickback is where you get some of that value add. I can't believe I just skipped over SMBs, because that's another stable coin at like 200 Sol. They literally bought the project from the devs and the price went up. Like, they got rid of their devs and the price ripped. But I wanted to pass it to Kyle. He's got the SMB here. I know we got to give him a stage to speak on. Kyle, what you got for your blue chips here?
Hey, yeah, wasn't even going to talk about the blue chips. But, yeah, honestly, I've been more bullish on SMBs since NFT NYC. The majority of, I guess, the events that I went to were around the SMB stuff. Met a lot of cool people. That's actually where I was introduced to Ladao, heard about John Lee and those pieces. And then also joined the Boomer DAO because of Monkey Telegram chat. Did a Monkey meetup in DC recently with some of the Monkey board members that were also meeting up with John Lee to go talk to, I guess, members of Congress or whatever it was. So pretty bullish on them, and the buyout got to sit down and actually talk to them about what was going on. So lots of great people in that space. And was also just going to bring up, I love the energy that you bring. And the one thing I had with Monk Eye was that I listened to an AMA with them, and I think it was the founder, and he just didn't have that energy. He said a lot of great things, but just didn't have the energy. I think what they're doing is awesome, the cross-chain stuff, but the energy and the positivity is, like, I think what helps sell things.
Oh, I completely agree. I think you actually bring up something that I'm a huge fan of with SMBs too. It's the connections. Like, those are some of the most plugged in people in the Solana ecosystem.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, they've just been since the jump.
Like, I was talking to one of the board members too, and I was like, honestly, like, not having a roadmap is probably one of the best things for them right now, because for me, it's really just, you're buying an SMB for the connections. If you do, like, in real life stuff, if you're going to, for example, like Breakpoint Lisbon, like, I think just having those connections help with so many things, and you get intro to other communities through them, and not having to focus on a roadmap and like wait on those things has really helped them. So honestly, this whole buyout situation, I think, has been even more of a positive than some people realize.
I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of people don't consider, is that that buyout actually opens up a lot more opportunities for the Monkey board to kind of make action. And I think we're going to see some really cool DAO stuff come out of that, and like a true DAO for a project to make some action. But Press, I wanted to pass it back to you, since we're kind of giving you all this alpha, before I head over to Frisk and Nugget.
Yeah, let these guys go. I could ask my question after.
Perfect. Frisk, let's hear it.
Okay, so I actually wrote an article with this guy like about 2 months ago about the top 10 projects on Solana. And I just want to say, so much has changed since then. I'm looking back at the article right now and holy crap, I would do it entirely different right now. It's kind of crazy.
Let's hear what the former top 10 is, though, just real quick.
Okay, I'll be quick. This is in order, by the way. Number 10 was Dragons. Number 9 was Portals. Number 8 was Aurori. 7 was Boogles. 6 was Tayo. 5 was Shadowy Supercoder. 4 was Soul Gods. I'm not kidding, Soul Gods. 3 was Degen Apes. 2 was Monkeys. 1 was D-Gods. I will say, this is for a target audience in particular, but that was the
okay.
list.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I know. Trust me. Like,
well, I forgot about SSC. I like Super Shadowy Coders because of all the infrastructure that they've developed. I think that's another one I had kind of left out. Soul Gods, I'm going to pass on that one, though.
Has anybody not named OK Bears yet?
We've watched OK Bears drop 70% in price action from its peak.
We got to go. Somebody give me a good shot on a future one. Community Free. We've missed out Community Free. I think they've got potential. Yeah.
Okay. Frisk, let's hear the rest of them. What you got today, if you can tell us 5.
I shit on the Monkeys a lot, but I gotta give it to the Monkeys, man. Like, they're the punks of the ecosystem. Their legacy collection, they could do nothing, and they're still going to be one of the, like, staple, like, blue chips, just because they represent, like, who you are. I agree. I went to the Monkey meetup in NYC. It was great. You can't fade D-Gods. Frank is a monster. That guy does not stop working. I'm a little concerned for him. Honestly, I want him to take a nap. I like Tayo as well. I definitely want to cop a baby Tayo at some point. It's really hard for me to fade them, just because I know that Alpha Chat literally prints money just by sitting in their Discord. Like, that's, Someone asked me actually once, if you wanted to buy into an alpha group on Sol, where would you go? And my answer was like, probably Tayo. Like that's where, like that's the alpha, like one of the best places to find alpha. If you want to like sit in a Discord, Cats on Crack is great. I like Blocksmith Labs, and I hate to, honestly, sue me at this point. I know I've shit on them enough, but I think if you're really willing to ride it to zero, if you're really, really willing to ride it to zero, OK Bears is worth it. If you're okay with your money, literally, because I think it could happen.
I thought he was going to say Liberty Square then, Frisk.
I was waiting for it.
I will show my own project to the end of my days, but you guys know I'm way too biased. I Liberty Square is a blue chip in my heart. You guys will see it one day.
There we go. We'll keep riding it. You know we all rock with Liberty, but I appreciate the non-bag bias on some of that. Nugget, what you got for us?
So before I say my five blue chips, can go to Press just to see what he has to say?
Sure. I guess Nugget's foregoing his mic talk here. Press, what you thinking about all this?
Yeah, no, it's actually super helpful. And hearing it over, like hearing multiple people say their different lists and kind of catching the ones that are familiar, obviously kind of cements, at least in a framework of like what's legit and what's not. I have two quick questions. First of all, what's wrong with OK Bears? Why are they going to zero? And second of all, I understand the concept of using aggregators to like track the market and get a feel for the whole landscape, but where's the best place to list and sell?
Magic Eden, hands down. Like if you're going one marketplace to buy and list, it's going to be Magic Eden. You have the most variety on there, the most liquidity. That's me personally where I'm doing any sort of trading on that, just because it's where most of the volume is and you can't fade volume regardless.
Is it worth it listing anywhere else, or just like if you're just?
I know we
like
have Sweeper up here. Sweeper lists on Yaw because he doesn't respect artist royalties, but there's a little bit of volume on that. I still think the majority of it's coming from Magic Eden. So, in short, list on Magic Eden, you'll probably get a buy much quicker than other marketplaces for sure.
Got it. And what's wrong with OK Bears?
So, that's probably a story over a couple drinks in a. In a dimly lit cigar bar where we can just sit there and say, I remember when they were 200 Sol, and we can have a further conversation. But they've had some struggles with the staking website. They took a little bit longer than most people wanted to deliver wristbands. And it just seems like there's an unclear path forward. They have two large whales in HGE and Nate Rivers, both seemingly upset with the project at the moment. And when you have two individuals controlling like 10% of the supply, it's a little bit scary for your bags. So I think a lot of people are kind of hesitant at the moment to buy into it and are trying to see where a bottom forms and what positive news picks up for a re-entry. But man, great questions. It's been an educational Solana Made Easy. Nugget, what's happening?
So I'm not even going to give my opinion on the OK Bears because we already know what it's going to be. So there's no point in me sitting here and fudding them to zero every single time. But the reason I wanted to hold back is because I want to give a bit of a description reason on why I choose these five communities. First one, obviously, D-Gods. Everyone has mentioned D-Gods, but why D-Gods? Why is it where it is? It's because D-Gods, when you invest in the D-Gods project, you are riding the wave of Solana. They implement new. The whole entire motto is we try things. If they don't work, we try more things. When you sit with them, you're going to experience so many different changes and so, like, you're going to experience this entire Solana ecosystem in one project. It's amazing. It's warm, welcoming. The owners are outstanding. I can't remember the last time I heard Frank say that he's going to go to bed. That's being honest because he doesn't sleep. It's a great community. Next, I would say Cats on Crack. That's number one for community, entirely community. They were one Solana Mint, went under Mint right after, not too long after. They went to 120 Sol. Amazing community. Community's like downright just fabulous. That's literally the entire point of being there. If you want the alpha, as I think Frisk was saying, they're a money printing machine. It's Tide Robotics. You're going to get the heaviest alpha. That's all people talk about over there. I mean, you go into the chat, it always says several people are speaking because several people find these things before they even put onto the internet because I don't know how, but the people there are literally alpha degens. Especially once you get in a bull run, you're going to break even in like a day. Their alpha is outstanding. I'm trying to think of what else I was going to say. Oh yeah, Solana Monkey Business, that project has been around for ages. That project has stood its ground. It stood its ground way better than Boryoku. It's stable, it's a good investment, and the community is awesome. And I know I don't work on the team, But I do want to say this is a bit of a riskier play, but the community is awesome. It's a really cheap entry, and it's great if you own a good amount of the supply. And that's our good old Liberty Squares. Liberty Squares, I'm being serious. They have a great community.
I knew someone was going to shill it.
I feel welcome. I'm not saying that it's like a top five blue chip, but I just feel like it can get up there. The team works hard. The AMAs are great. They brought a lot of livelihood into this market. They brought a lot of liquidity, and people were very happy with how the mint went. It was a perfect mint for a bear market. And I feel like once we get into a bull run, you're going to see some real success with the project.
Prez, I've also got a blue chip community for you without even having to purchase an NFT at the moment, and that's a Nifty Portal slot, Nifty Solana. And you, to be honest with you, dude, you ain't going to get a better community than that, in my personal opinion. So yeah, and welcome over there anytime, Prez.
Do you guys you welcome felons over there?
Absolutely, we actually encourage them.
I'm surprised. You what did Easy throw you in jail, or how'd you get out of jail?
He had some good memes.
I broke out.
He had some good memes, but the Solana Trades channel is pro-felon, and we tend to allow individuals to still interact because we enjoy the volume. We're totally cool with whatever you've done. Just show up, show out. You're welcomed with open arms. I know we got a couple minutes left here. I want to try to keep this quick so we can wrap up on time, but Shark, what's happening?
Hey, yeah, just wanted to give my take real quick, and not surprising, give my PFP. I think D-Gods is probably number one. Number two is probably Dead Gods. Number three is probably Duppies. Number four is Dust. No, just kidding.
I hate you. We're done with the D-Gods.
On a serious note, I think two blue chips that people are sleeping on, and Easy, it goes directly to your last answer, is the Magic Eden DAO ticket. I think they didn't roll them out greatly, but you can't ignore the amount of competition that Magic Eden's crushing right now. And, you know, if you think it's sustainable, I think it's a no-brainer getting some exposure directly to the exchange with the Magic Eden ticket. And the other one that's actually one of the most OG products on Solana that is just widely ignored is a non-group. And a community is great. That seems like what most people are, you know, kind of pumping, but you can't pay the bills with community. And a non-group is actually one of the products where you could say they built real utility on a chain level in real life, kind of revolving around privacy and payments that's being used currently. So I would just say those are worth checking out.
I love that call out for 888. I think Nico is just an absolute savage when it comes to the developer standpoint. And I think as more is rolled out there, we're just going to continue to see value accrue to that. I know that they do have a second drop coming up. I'm keeping an active eye on that. Excited for them to expand that ecosystem. Sweeper, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm happy Shark talked about Anon and I didn't have to. Definitely bullish there. I would say, so Press talked about OK Bears and promptly OK Bears got shat on. The one thing, two things I'll say there is either you believe Kais can allocate, I think, $8 to $10 million effectively in a bear market, and you think that HG and these other bears, these other huge whales don't dump. Those are your two like cases you need to decide on. And then you will either buy or not buy. I think for me, I personally will buy more around the 40 to 60 SOL area if these guys do end up dumping.
I love the mention of it. I'm looking towards that 40 SOL area as well for a re-entry. It's tough for something to just go straight to zero, especially because that community is still strong as hell. And I like Kais. I like the message that he puts out. I like the confidence that he has, even though it's a calm demeanor. I think that there is a bounce back in store, but it's a matter of like, I need a catalyst or a deliverable first before I decide to kind of dive headfirst in. Frisk, what's going on? And then we'll wrap it up with Running Man.
So I will say this, because I know we all just shilled a bunch of projects and Press, if you are looking to enter, I think that none of the projects named were bad at all. But just obviously when you do your own research, I will say my personal opinion, I think there are a wave of blue chips that have yet to come into Solana. And I think the term blue chip is, it's obviously overused. We don't need to like explain that much, but I think that there's a lot of these projects which may not even make it, no matter how good they are right now. And I think that there's a ton of blue chips which we haven't even seen yet. So if it, like, in regards to whatever like it is that you want to invest in, there's no wrong answer as long as you vibe with the community. But I would say that like, I think that there's more to come from Solana, and a lot of the projects that we have right now aren't a reflection of what's going to be here in the long run, of course. And I know it sounds like redundant to explain over and over again, but with how new these things are, I personally, I don't know, because when we talk about these blue chips, I know I wouldn't be buying a lot of them right now, even if they are great. I don't see myself buying into like some of these projects at these prices, because I know maybe they'll go lower, maybe they won't even be here. But I think that just as long as you have like that much conviction in one or two of these projects, that's all that matters, regardless of the top five.
No, I like the addition there. I think a lot of us have shared a ton of great projects today. I hope Press has got a laundry list of things that he's going to blow all of this Solana on. But Running Man, wrap it up. What's happening?
Oh, you're going to find time for me? Okay. Right. I've got three. I've got three underpriced projects. I think I'll go mid-tier blue chip. That's Cyber Samurai, Udder Chaos, and Fat Cat's Capital. And I'm just about to launch their first accelerator, Secret Space Society. And depending on how it does, I think that'll that's going to get a pump as well. So there's three sleepers for me. Okay.
Hey, nice, short, and easy to wrap it up. As always, shout out all the delightful listeners we've had today. Shout out all the amazing speakers that pulled up. Man, a great Solana Made Easy. We're back tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Follow all the lovely speakers and catch us back here tomorrow giving you all that sweet Solana Alpha.